The second Pergamila, fifth Mishnah, Chatos ve'oshom v'zilche shamitzibo. These are types of kodshi kodoshim. Chatos oshom and shlomim that the tzibo brings, which is brought on Rosh and Shavuos. Since the kodshi kodoshim, the second you makdish them, there's meila. The ishchatu uchshuli pasa b'tfiliyayim v'chusi kipon v'lina. Once they were nishchat, now they're worthy of becoming puzzle. By somebody who is not yet a person was tummy and he went to the mikveh but the sun didn't set, or the special type of tumas we saw in the previous mishnayos that need a korban, the korban is not brought, or the lina was left overnight and becomes pulsed. When they sprinkle the blood of these korbanos, then chayvim l'mishum pigul lays of a tamah, like within the previous mishnayos. After the blood is sprinkled, then it's kares for someone who eats the pigul when the avodah was done, thinking that he's going to eat in the wrong time, or it's left over, or it's tummy. Ein moilim b'basa, ava moilim b'murim. There's no meila on the flesh of this korban. There is meila by the imburim. Why is there no meila by the flesh of this korban? Because you can eat it. Once you sprinkle the blood, you can eat it. So anything the kohen can eat is not a meila. But the fats that are brought on the mizbeach have meila. Like all the fats that are brought on the mizbeach, actually, yet to the vesedeshen, also till they're burnt and the ashes are taken out.